Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
We're now going to hear from Professor Barry Shoup in a recording he sent to us, which is a follow-up from our conversation on Tuesday regarding the Pfizer vaccine.
Good afternoon, Chad, and good afternoon to the listeners. So I'll carry on where we left off on Tuesday evening. We were talking about the first and second doses of the Pfizer vaccine and why there is that delay up till about 12 weeks. So I'll just try and just kind of explain a bit more fully in this voice note. You remember we said that the first dose of the Pfizer or any of the two dose vaccines is called the prime dose, and the second dose is called the boosting dose. So what we mean by prime is that that's when the immune system of the body is first introduced to this foreign antigen. And it's foreign because the body has not seen this. It's not part of the body's own protein structure, and the immune system is there to get rid of any foreign protein. So what we do with the vaccine is we try to mimic the infection. The infection will be a virus or bacteria which has got proteins which are foreign to the body, and the immune system will try and get rid of it. So what we do with the vaccine is we try and introduce that particular protein and to stimulate the immune system to have immune mechanisms that if that infectious agent does, if a person gets exposed to that infectious agent, they will be protected by the immune system. And of course, this is very specific. So the prime dose of the vaccine is there to educate. It's there to educate the immune system, educating that this particular protein might be a threat in the future. It's a foreign protein. Now, the boosting, of course, takes place a bit later, and that's to build on the initial kind of stimulus of the immune system to develop a strong and a more long-lasting immunity. Now, the immune system, this maturing of the cells, it's a relatively slow process. It's the immune system is a bit of a slow learner. So it's educated, but it's a bit of a slow learner. And it'll take some time before the cells mature to produce antibodies, and also to develop cells themselves. The antibodies are to protect you when getting exposed to the infectious agent, and the educated cells, the cellular immunity, is to aid in the recovery process. So normally it'll take 2 weeks after the first dose before you even start seeing any antibodies. But the immune system is still relatively immature at that stage, and it's really only from about 4 weeks onwards where you do get a reasonable amount of protection. And this is why many of the failed vaccines, or what we call breakthroughs, where people get infected despite being vaccinated, usually, in most cases, when you look back, it's because they were actually infected before the immune system had a chance to develop a good solid immunity after the vaccination. This seems to be in most of the cases. So after the first dose, you do get some immunity after 4 weeks, but we really do rely on getting that booster dose to get a more strong, a more durable immunity. Now, the delay period, it seems that the longer you give that immune system cells a chance to mature, the stronger your immune system is going to be. So I think I mentioned on Tuesday as well, the United Kingdom decided to stretch that delay period between the prime and the boost. It was originally 3 weeks, 21 days. That's where they did the trial. And they decided to make it 12 weeks. And they in fact did find that the immune system was, that the immune response was a bit stronger. So the problem, however, is that 12 weeks is a long time from the first and the second dose, and often people might forget to come, or they might not decide not to come because it's quite a long period. So that's the one disadvantage of stretching it. And this is why the decision was made for South Africa to go halfway. In other words, not 3 weeks and not 12 weeks, but make it 6 weeks. And that's where the 6 weeks come in. It's it is quite a delay to give a good immune response. But not too long, so people won't forget to come for the second dose. So thank you very much, and good Shabbos to all the listeners, and all the best.